Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A Republican candidate for House District 79 wants your support. Let's go in-depth with new Sharon Mayor, Dustin Hite. Dustin, where are you from?
I currently live in New Sharon, and I grew up in rural Mahaska County, west of New Sharon. So I'm pretty much a lifelong resident of Mahaska County.
Lifelong resident of District 79, right?
For the most part, the district has changed over the years. But I pretty much grew up in Mahaska County, other than 4 years at Central College here in Pella and 3 years at the University of Iowa in Iowa City. That's where I've lived, is Mahaska County, the New Sharon area.
And you got your law degree at the University of Iowa?
Yes, in 2009.
And then you came back, started a law practice?
I came back and started with the Hesslinga Law Firm in Oskaloosa. The Hesslinga Law Firm's been around since the 1940s, and I work there as an attorney. We have a general practice where we do most anything, help with family law, real estate, probate, all those sorts of things.
Okay, so you might have a broader set of experiences than, say, a lawyer that goes to Des Moines to specialize in one kind of law.
Well, I'd like to think so. You know, as a lawyer in rural Iowa with a general practice, you kind of help people with all aspects of their lives. Now, there are certain things that I don't do. But for the most part, when I have a client that needs something done, whether they're purchasing a home, whether they're selling a home, maybe they're getting a divorce, maybe they're doing an adoption, I do have that broad experience where I help people with just about anything.
Okay, so then you stepped up into public service and became the mayor of New Sharon.
Correct. I've been the mayor of New Sharon for a little over 6 years now, and I've really enjoyed my time there.
And so why did you want to run for that?
Well, the reason I wanted to run for the city of New Sharon, you know, that's my hometown. Although I didn't grow up in town, I grew up around town. I consider that my hometown. And I wanted to give my time and talent to the city and hopefully make it a better place. And I think that's what we've done.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Dustin Hite, Republican candidate for House District 79. Well, and any major accomplishments you'd like to share? Any challenges that you and the council have worked to overcome?
Well, I think the biggest challenge whenever you're in public office is you represent a broad range of people. Not everybody has the same idea. Not everybody thinks the same way. And so you try to do the best for everybody because you represent all of them. So I think that's the biggest challenge. I think some of the great things that we've done since I've been mayor, we have physically expanded our fire department. We've expanded our police department to include a part-time officer. And then the biggest thing just at the beginning of this year, we franchised our water system over to Mahaska County Rural Water because we looked at whether we were serving our residents the best we could or if there was a better way to do it. And so I think that's one of the major accomplishments is franchising that with Mahaska County Rural Water, who will end up providing cheaper and better service to the citizens.
Well, what's the most important thing you've learned as mayor?
I think the most important thing that I have learned is, number one, I don't have all the answers. And number two, the best thing that you can do is listen. Listen to people. They have concerns. They're legitimate concerns. They're important to those folks. And so you have to listen. You certainly have to listen a lot more than you talk.
And now you want to run for a seat in the Iowa legislature for House District 79 to replace Guy Vanderlinden.
Correct.
And why?
I want to do it for the same reason that I ran for mayor. You know, this is where I'm from. I'm from rural Iowa. I'm from southeast Iowa. And I want to make sure that Iowa continues to be the kind of place where people want to live, where people want to move to, where businesses want to operate. And so I think I can take what we've done in the city of New Sharon and expand that and do that up in Des Moines.
Okay. And so what would be your first priorities?
I think one of the first things that we need to do to keep rural Iowa relevant is work on our infrastructure. And by infrastructure, I include roads and bridges. I don't think it's any secret that our roads and bridges need some work. And then the second thing, and I think this is absolutely important, is to work towards expanding broadband internet access to rural Iowa, high-speed internet, and that's one of the things actually we're doing in the city of New Sharon. Hopefully, within the next year, maybe even this summer, getting 1 gigabyte internet into New Sharon.
I bet there's people that will really enjoy that.
Absolutely, and I think it's critical for our students. You know, more and more of education involves online. My wife's an English teacher, and so she'll give projects to her students, and you know they have to do research online. She uses online teaching tools, different programs with her kids, and so I think it's important there. I think absolutely it's important for our businesses. If we want businesses to locate in rural Iowa or stay in rural Iowa, they've got to have internet, whether it's for their sales, whether it's just simply for their communication with their customers. I think that's important.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Dustin Height, Republican candidate for House District 79. Your wife's a teacher. Public schools should be a concern. Seems like our public schools are in a little bit of trouble to me. What do you think we should do to help them do a better job?
Well, I think one of the best things that we can do from a state perspective is simply to let our local school boards decide what's best for those students for that school district. I've noticed as part of my involvement in the community, there's a lot of funding that's provided by the state to our schools, but it's targeted and it must be used on a certain, you know, whether it's infrastructure or capital improvements or things like that. And I think freeing our local school boards up to make the decision on where to spend that money best for that school district, I think that's one of the best things that we could do.
Okay, so then that money that now can only be used for building projects, say, you could put in, and if a school decided they didn't want to use it for an expansion or something or remodeling, they could divert it to teacher salaries.
Teacher salaries, other paraeducator salaries, textbooks, other educational programs, whatever the school board, whatever the superintendent and the teachers thought was best for their school, allowing them to make that decision.
Well, school funding for a long time hasn't kept up with inflation. Do we need more funding to our schools?
I think absolutely in a perfect world, we would fund them to the best of our ability, but we've got to look in our budget. I think absolutely if we can try to keep up with that inflation through the state aid for the schools, that would be great. But sometimes, just like we do at home, we have to tighten our belt a little bit, and that's unfortunate. Again, I think if we can free up some of those dollars that are there, that might help ease that burden a little bit.
Now, what do we do about mental health? That's something everybody's talking about. We have, I don't know, the fewest or second fewest beds of any state. What can we do about mental health?
And that's a problem that I'm actually very familiar with. I represent a lot of folks who go through the involuntary mental health process through our court system in Mahaska County and a few surrounding counties. And what it seems to me is we do have that bed problem. I've got clients that within a week's time, they might start out in Mahaska County, but end up in Council Bluffs or Cherokee, Iowa, and then got to come back to Mahaska County and then go back. And that whole process just takes a lot of government resources through the sheriff's transporting and that thing. And so we need to look at a way to help our local hospitals. We have hospitals all over, to help them provide those services locally instead of having people go all the way across the state. And I'm not sure exactly what the best way is to do that right now.
Well, the hospitals don't want to do that. They leave people in the emergency rooms or in waiting rooms. It's disruptive. It's just, I don't know, are you talking about beds specifically for this in hospitals and staff?
I'm specifically talking about beds. In Mahaska County, we used to have a geriatric psychiatric ward where we had older folks and there were beds, and we got several people from surrounding areas and from other areas of the state. And so they stopped doing that because it became too expensive and they weren't getting the funding to keep that open. And so that's an instance where we need to look at where was the funding problem and is there a way from the state's perspective that we can fix that? And like I said, Bob, I don't have all the answers on that, but hopefully if I get to Des Moines, that's an issue that we can look at and hopefully resolve and come to a better solution.
Well, then you're probably familiar too then with what's happened since the privatization of Medicaid under Governor Branstad. And it looks like there's lots of problems with that. A lot of people don't want to admit it, but there's lots of problems. Do you see any solutions to that?
Well, that's, again, one of those things that, in a perfect world where money was not an object, we could fund all those things fully. And so I think looking for different solutions, as the Branstad administration did through the privatization, to maybe save some money, it maybe hasn't lived up to our expectations on that. And so I think we need to look at it. We need to determine, is this still the way we need to go? Find different providers. That's where I would be on that. It's not an area that I do have firsthand knowledge of. That's a little bit separate from the mental health system that I deal in.
All of the things that we've talked about that are clear problems that a lot of people would agree require more funding, as you've suggested, yet we're looking, as we speak, perhaps the legislature's passing tax cuts. Is that a solution that just seems to increase the difference between what we can bring in and what we need?
Well, we've got to look at, that's two sides of the same coin. As I said, a lot of these issues, if funding was not a problem, they would be relatively easy to solve. But on the same token, we've got to look at the tax burden we are placing on our residents, on our citizens, on our businesses. And we want to make sure that we are not pricing ourselves out of the market. We want to make sure that businesses don't look at Iowa and don't come here because it's too expensive to do business here. I'm for reasonable tax cuts. I certainly think there are some that have gone too far. And, I think where we're looking at just trying to maintain the taxes, they're called tax cuts, but it has to do with the federal deductibility and trying not to bring that money back into the state coffers and letting people keep that part of the federal tax cut. Those are the sorts of solutions that I'm in favor of. As I said, reasonable tax cuts.
Okay, let's just say that it's the eve of the election. Give us your last best pitch why people should vote for you.
Well, I ask people to vote for me because I think I've got the experience to represent the people of this area. I've been the mayor of New Sharon for 6 years. I've been in public office for that time. I am an attorney who has a large set of clients with a broad range of issues that I help them on. I'm on various local boards, charities, local government boards, and so I think I have the experience to represent the people effectively up in Des Moines.
Thanks to Dustin Height for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.